So we'll start Perek Lamed Zion today. We'll start 37. But in order to do that, we've got to go back for a moment to revisit 36. And that was, he introduced the concept, which I was just sharing with Bezalel, is really a unique focus point of Chabad Chassidus in particular versus other sources. Now, the sources brought in four different midrashim. And that is that the purpose of creation. Somebody says, why did he do it? What's the purpose? The purpose is that Hashem wanted to have a dwelling place here in the physical world. That's the purpose. And we as Jews are able to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose by performing Torah and mitzvahs, which makes this world a dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he created... He laid the groundwork, he created the scene, and we come along and we're able to do it. Now, in order to fulfill the ultimate goal is going to take place in the world of Mashiach, in the world of Tchias HaMesim. That's where, finally, Hashem's presence will be seen, felt, become a reality in this world without any concealment. Now, the same thing is happening, but it's concealed. Comes Yemais HaMashiach, and it becomes visible. And what he's going to focus on now as we get into chapter 37 is how we make this happen. How us humans are able to make Hashem's dream, Hashem's goal, Hashem's desire of creation become a reality. Okay? That's page 92. Perek Lamed Zayin. V'hinei tachlis hashleimus hazeh shel yemais HaMashiach. The attainment of this perfection of the days of Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, and the resurrection of the dead, Shehu gili oren tzeif baruch hu be'olam hazeh hagashmi. What's the ultimate goal about those days? It is the fact that in those days of Mashiach, those days of the resurrection of the dead, Hashem reveals His presence. He takes off all of the concealment, all the barriers, all the curtains, everything comes off, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals His presence to us in the world of Mashiach, in that world called Olam Haba. Now, we touched upon last week, 2 weeks ago, there's a disagreement between the Rambam and the Ramban as to where is the ultimate goal? What's the ultimate goal? Is it, what happens in Yemais HaMashiach? And we really need to spend the whole session on it, because according to the Rambam, the Rambam says that Tchias HaMesim is a temporary stage, meaning that there's a resurrection of the dead, come back for a temporary stage, and then people die again and go into Olam Haba. The Rambam insists that that needs to be the case, because how could you have the real world of reward being in bodies? You know, the bodies get in the way. Okay, perfectly logical, just as they do now. Comes the Ramban, who was a Mekobel. The Ramban says, no. The ultimate goal is Taki get to be in the bodies. The Neshama comes back, and what happens is Hashem removes the concealment, and the ultimate goal is body and soul together, and that's this eternal world. Yeah, similar. Nonetheless, the Rambam holds that the body is a barrier for all times. So now, clearly he is taking on the position of the Ramban, that the ultimate goal is the days of Mashiach. And what's going to happen there is going to be, there's going to be Gilui Oren Tzayf Baruch Hu B'Oidam Hazeh Hagashmi. There's going to be a revelation of Hashem's infinite light in this physical world. How do we make that happen? Tolui b'maseinu v'avedaseinu. You got it there, page 92. It's going to be dependent upon our actions and deeds. We are the ones who make that happen. So it's not like we're waiting on Kadosh Baruch Hu to make it happen. It is dependent on our actions. Kol zman meshech ha-golus, throughout the days and the years of golus. Ki ha-goyrim schar ha-mitzvah, Ya mitzvah ba'atzma. Peladika concept. The cause of the reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. That is to say as follows. Generally speaking, there's no reward in Olam Hazeh, generally speaking, which is cause and effect. You do something nice, I'm going to give you money. The money is not related to the action. It's the way of rewarding a person. What's different about Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah is that we are talking about a reality that's brought into existence through the performance of the mitzvah. It's a mamish cause and effect. Okay? Ki agoyim schar mitzvah, the cause of the reward of the mitzvah, hi mitzvah basma, is the mitzvah itself. Why? How? Ki ba'asi also, when we perform a mitzvah, mamshich ha'odom gilui erin soiv baruchu milamailo limata, we draw this revelation of Hashem's infinite presence from above into this world. Lehislabesh begashmias olam hazeh, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes, envelops, encloses, embodies himself in the physical performance of that mitzvah in this physical world. Shahoya. The physical world, and up until this very moment when the person performed the mitzvah, this physical world all comes under the domain of this one, what we call the pariv klipa. It could go either way. It could go, we could elevate it, or it can become completely tameh. And all physical things receive their sustenance from this klipas naigashem kolot varam hatahirim umutar. We discussed this very early in Tanya. This refers to all things that are permissible, all things that are clean. And then we take it, let's say the hide of a cow. So the cow is a permissible animal. And we take it, we utilize it, and we turn it into a sefer Torah mezuzah, tefillin, or what it might be, whatever mitzvah. So we take that klipas noga, we transform it into something of kedusha. Shenas is behema mitzvah, ma'asiyas. We do with it a physical mitzvah. Kegain klafa tefillin, like the leather, the hide, the parchment of the tefillin and mezuzah of a sefer Torah. Kamayim v'chazal, le'uch shel melech ha'shamayim, the only thing that one is allowed to use for the work of heaven, it has to be a species which is permissible. So it's not a mitzvah. It's a cow. It's a steer. It could go either way. You could use it and put it in a tray for a pot, or you could take it and utilize it for kedusha. Right? V'chein esrik sheina arla, the same is true of a fruit. As long as it's not prohibited, meaning the first 3 years of its growth. Or umois tzedakah, take something as crass, as low, as money, right? Shein and gezel, as long as it's not stolen money, ukiyotzavam, or similar other ways of making money forbidden. V'achshom shemikayim bohem mitzvah Hashem. Now comes a Jew, takes a dollar out of his pocket, and gives it to a poor man. What happens? So he takes it, he takes this item, which up until now was void of kedusha, and he fulfills with it mitzvahs Hashem up to the top of page Mem Zayin. Is it a chiyush shebehem, the life force that exists in that physical object? It is elevated and is nullified and included and becomes one with the infinite force of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, in fact, the fulfillment of this mitzvah is the will of Hashem that up until now was in potential the life source of this money. Now what happens is that it becomes one and unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why is it elevated? What we've done now is we've removed the shell, we've removed the concealment that up until now was acting as a barrier, that it was not unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's more, is there's an unbelievable unification that takes place between the human being who's doing the mitzvah and the object of the mitzvah. Because at the moment that the person is doing the mitzvah, he too becomes unified and becomes totally nullified to the will of Hashem. So you got a dollar, which up until this point was crass physicality. You have a human being who up until this point was doing his own thing. And at this moment, when he reaches into his pocket to take out the dollar and give it to the poor man, he becomes holy, he becomes unified with the Ratzon Hashem, the dollar becomes unified with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it all becomes one, like a Merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He too, his life force becomes enveloped in this action. It too becomes elevated from the dark side. And he too becomes unified with the holiness of the mitzvah, which is the will of Hashem. And together, the person and the physical object become unified with the infinite energy of Hashem. So this is true of all physical mitzvahs. What happens, however, with the mitzvah of the study of Torah? It seems that there's no transformation going on, because it's all spiritual. So wouldn't that make it somehow less of a chiddush? Where are you taking the hide of an animal, turning it into a mezuzah? There you have, you know, taking a steer, a gashmius dikashtikal flesh, and turning it into godliness, you know, that's an accomplishment. But it seems that the study of Torah is already very godly. So there, it seems that the novelty shouldn't be there. Says the Beltanya, no, not so. The gamba mitzvah Talmud Torah, even when it comes to the mitzvah of the study of Torah, ukrishmu, tzvila, or even the recitation of the Shema, or Shemona Esrei, ukiyotzevim, any other spiritual speech, even though there is not an actual physical action that up until this point was under the domain of the dark side, nonetheless, he says, let's analyze this halachically. Thought does not equal speech. And therefore, a person cannot fulfill his mitzvah of the study of Torah until we utter the words with our lips. And the Kaimalana, we know that the rule is that the movement of the lips is considered an action. So, he's saying, you think that this mitzvah of study of Torah is totally spiritual? Not so quick. Because it requires speech. Speech requires the movement of lips. And that takes physical action. Ki yevshel nefesh olikis. After all, the godly soul unto itself cannot livate bisvasayim. It can't move the lips. Upe v'loshen, or the mouth, or the tongue. V'shinayim agashmim, and the teeth. Ki maide nefesh achiyunas habahamis. Hamulaveshes beivori aguf mamish. It can't, the godly soul cannot do the work of moving the lips and the tongue and the mouth to utter the words of the study of Torah without the animal soul. And therefore, by definition, at a time that a person is going to fulfill the mitzvah of the study of Torah, it's going to require the animal soul to get in the picture. He's got to get in on the action. And by definition, therefore, there's going to be the transformation of the animal soul to be involved with the Ratzon Hashem at that moment as well. What's more, he says, V'chol ma'ash medaber b'koyach gadol yaser, to the degree that a person davens louder, that a person learns louder, that he puts more energy into it, u'machnis u'malbish yaser koyches menefesh achiyunis b'dibur meilu. He says in Hafabik a thing. The more energy we put into the learning, the more passion, the more excitement we put into it, the more of our animal soul we are involving in this speech. That's what David HaMelech says. All of my limbs will say. What do you mean? All my limbs will say. Your limbs don't speak. Only the mouth speaks. Says about Tanya, no. We need to learn in such a way that the whole room is moving when we're learning. Is that there should be a geshmak and a fire so that the entire body is involved. And he adds that this isn't his own idea. If your Torah is going to be organized, set up, acted upon with all 248 limbs, mishtameres, you'll keep it, it'll be yours. But if not, it's not going to stay with you. He says a hafladika thing. People don't remember this. You'll see it in a moment why people don't remember. Kiashikha, because forgetting, the reason we forget what we learn, himiklipas haguf, stems from the shell, the dark side of our body, v'nefesh achiyunas habahamis. That it stems from the force of the physical soul. Shehem miklipas noiga, which again come from this power of thing. Anechlevas the pavim b'kdusha, which sometimes can be elevated. How can we elevate it? How do we use our body for kedusha? I know kishematish kaychat. When we weaken their source, umachnes kol kaychem b'kdushas ha-Torah ha-Tfilah, and we bring all of its energy with us into daven, into learning. We daven and learn with a bren, then we're using the physical to learn and to daven, and as a result, you diminish the source of the power of forgetting. But he's saying it's like this: what makes us forget? What makes us forget Torah is our animal soul. The more we utilize the animal soul in our avodah, the less it gets in the way, the less we're going to forget our study. So he says that's a deeper understanding. That is called tzmeisa tamarna. All of my limbs, all of it is going to get in on the action. The more the body gets in on the action, the less forgetting there's going to be. And as a result, even the study of Torah, even davening, which are so-called spiritual mitzvahs, require physicality. And as a result, this same concept is going to be fulfilled even with the spiritual mitzvahs. For sure, with tefillin and sefer Torah and mezuzah and esrig and all those kinds of kiddush and wine and all those kinds of things, there you see clearly you're taking a total transformation, something physical and elevating it. Even when we're dabbling with the spiritual stuff, there too the transformation takes place because it requires the body to get involved. What's more, new paragraph. Zoyz v'edacheres. Even more so, I want to tell you. Shekoyach nefesh achiyunis hamislabeshes bayis yisadibur betalbet Torah yitzvilu ki yitzaban. He says, where's the energy coming from to sustain the body while it's doing its learning? Who's feeding the body? Who's giving the energy to the speaking being? Right? Or for that matter, leave out for a moment the physicality of the mitzvah itself, the esrig, the lulav, the shofar, and so on. Leave that out of the picture. Deal with the body who's doing it. The whole energy, the growth, the sustenance of the body comes from the blood. Shumi klipas nega mamish, which is literally of this klipas nega shen koleichlin omashkin shachov shasa. That's all the food, all the drink that the person ate and drank. V'nasu dam, and they're transformed into blood. Shayu tachas mamshalta, they up until this very moment were under the full domain of klipas nega. V'yanku chiyusa mimena, and they were completely and totally sustained by this cleep of Nega, by the shell of Nega. Now the moment the person's involved in doing a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, tefillah, whatever it is, or a physical mitzvah, it becomes transformed from evil to good, and it becomes included in the realm of kedusha, through the energy of the animal soul, that's growing because of all the food and drink that is sustaining it. Now they are emanated through these words of Torah Tefillah, or even more so, be'asiyazu, with a physical action mitzvah. Ashehein hein pnimiyas utzayne yizbarach. He says, and this is the greatest transformation that has to take place. How? Because when we fulfill a mitzvah, there are no forms of concealment, there are no curtains, there are no barriers, there are no Magdilim, there's nothing there between us and the absolute will of Hashem. Please show him, ask upon him. When we do a mitzvah, we are completely and totally absorbed in the Ratzon Hashem and the will of Hashem. So at that moment, the physical body, with all of its sustenance, with every component of the physical body, is completely and totally connected with absolute godly will. So by definition, not just the spiritual soul becomes connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're doing a mitzvah, but in fact, the animal soul becomes, the body can't operate without the animal soul. So the animal soul becomes completely and totally connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the Al-Yidei Zeh, Tali Gamkein, Klolis, Klipas Noiga. So not just the individual Jew and his own kind of shell and dark side becomes uplifted, but it's one big unit. You drag one end of it, you drag up the whole thing. So all of Klipas Noiga becomes elevated, which is Klolas Hachir Shoyelam Azeh HaGashmi V'Chomri. We end up elevating the general life source of this crass physical world. Kasher kol haneshama v'nefesh olikis shebechol Yisrael. What it's going to take is that every soul and every godly soul that exists in every Jew, hamischalekas beprotis l'shishim ribui, which are divided up into 600,000 root neshamas, is tekayim called nefesh. When each of those neshamas fulfills pratis kol tayag mitzvah satayros shesol leisase, when each of us fulfills 613 mitzvahs, that is, that we separate ourselves from the 365 thou shalt nots. La'afrin shasagidim, it begins with separating the 365 sinews, shaldam nefesh achiyunis, of our physical being, shebeguf. Shaloi, first it starts, shaloi yinaku v'yikabuchiyas ba'avedazu. First of all, we got to separate ourselves so that when we are in violation, we need to know that what we do when we're in violation is we connect ourselves to the dark side. We are sustained by, and in turn, we are sustaining the dark side. So it's a two-way street when we're involved in one of the 365 averes. After all, the 365 thou shalt nots are sustained by the three absolute dark shells that cannot be elevated. The anfeim and their offshoots, meaning over and above the 365, there are the rabbinic law, Shem Drabona. And if a person's involved in that kind of stuff, at that time that we're connected with that kind of darkness, the neshama cannot be elevated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's bound and connected by chains to the dark side. In nitma betumas hasholosh klipas atmeis, anybody who's involved with any one of those things is tied down. She'ein lam aliyah la'olam. He says, I got to tell you, you got to know that kind of stuff is never elevated. Even in Mashiach's day, those three klipas tmeis have no hope. They cannot be transformed. They're untransformable. What happens to them? Ki im bitul v'havar l'gamri. They are completely and utterly destroyed. The pasuk says, "Ora seruach atuma avi min aretz." Contamination, the spirit of evil, it's gone in the world to come. So that step A is disconnect. We got to get rid of our connection to the 365 mitzvahs loisase, because that binds us to an unredeemable force. Conversely, v'ramach mitzvahs ase, we need to connect to the 248 positive mitzvahs. To draw the infinite energy of Hashem here into this world, to elevate him, to bond ourselves with him, Kvalis hanefesh achiyunish b'remach evori aguf, that is to bond to him the entirety of our animal soul with all of its 248 limbs, b'yichud gomer, with a total connection, liyislachod amamash, to be one. This is the ultimate meaning of Hashem's desire to have a dwelling place here in this world. He says, I want you to understand that each of us can become a chariot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just as the Avos were. In fact, in a way, it's easier for us because the Avos didn't have explicit Torah and mitzvahs. They had to do all kinds of things to kind of emulate and imitate and make those effects take place. We have it all. We have it. We just need to follow the map. And by doing so, by parting with the evil and by bonding with the 248 methods, we become a Merkava. At that time, we are in absolute unity with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, a little bit more. When Jews connect to Hashem by fulfilling mitzvahs, and we become this chariot, this connected force to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in its entirety, we need to understand it's not just affecting, we have to stop looking at it like this, that it's only about me. We got to realize that what we are doing is global warming. We are transforming the entire energy of this world. That this world, she klipas noiga achshav, now it's klipas noiga, teitzi hazmitumasa, the world will depart from its contamination, v'chalosa, and its disease, v'tala l'kedusha, and the entire world, through our mitzvah performance, the world is elevated to kedusha li'esmerkava l'Hashem, the whole world becomes a chariot for Hashem, b'hizgalus kevoide, when Hashem will reveal His presence, v'ro kobos yachtav, at a point when all flesh will see, and He will appear upon them in all of His splendor. And Hashem's presence will fill the whole world. Now, notice the difference. All flesh is going to see God. But Klal Yisrael is going to have a much more intimate relationship. We're going to see eye to eye, as it was by Mount Torah. Dechsev, about which it says, Atareis Aladas, Ki Hashem Elokim Eren Levadei. You were able to see that there's nothing but Hashem. The Aideza Yizbalo V'Yizbatlu Ligamrei Kol HaSholosh Klipas HaTmeis. Through our action of separation and elevation, they will be destroyed. All of these three klipas, ki yenikasim v'chiyusa me'akdusha, achshav, hi'ayidei klipas noiga, because right now there's a bridge that's sustaining those forces, ha'mutzaz v'neim. So now, v'nimtza, the bottom line is, ki kol tachlis al yemoysa Mashiach u'tchiyas ha'mesa, the entire ultimate goal of the days of Mashiach and the resurrection of the dead, what are they about? The purpose, the goal of those days is the revelation of Hashem's presence in the world and to eradicate the Ruach HaTumah from the world. Right? So that's the goal, destination. Toloi, it is all dependent. It's dependent upon how we draw Hashem's presence. It is all dependent upon how much drawing down we are doing of Hashem's godliness to our animal souls, and all of Klal Yisrael, by our fulfilling all 248 mitzvahs, to eradicate the spirit of impurity, b'shmirasa kol shasa mitzvos leisensa, by avoiding the 365 thou shalt not, that the 365 sinews of Klal Yisrael will not be leeching its kaychas from it. Because the Klal Yisrael, as we call them, which is made up, comprised of 600,000 root souls, Hem Klalus Achil Shaklalus Haylam. Not that we're self-centered or anything, but we are the life source of the entire world. And everything that's in the world is affected by us. Ki Bishvilam Nivra. We got to understand that if there is a Chinese factory producing fabric somewhere there, it's for a Jew somewhere to benefit from it in some direct or indirect way. It's all about us. We got to understand that if you divide the entire world up into 600,000 parts, every one of us is responsible for elevating and perfecting a 600,000th of the world. Whatever it is that right now is in this world for us, for our purpose, to help our avodah, we are responsible for elevating that component of the world. We must elevate it to Hashem. Whatever we touch and we use of this world, for the purpose of our animal soul, to serve Hashem. Kigayin, for instance, achila, our eating, shtia, our drinking, v'daymeyam, our driving, v'dira, and our home and our furnishings, v'chol klei tashmish, and everything we utilize, is all part of what we were handed when we were born. It says our name on it. You, we, us, we are responsible for elevating that section of the world and making sure that we, through our mitzvah performance, declare Hashem's presence in it. All right, we'll take it up from here next week, where he talks about how the 600,000 souls are divided up in detail. You got to remember that one of the things that requires elaboration, as Sosemis talks about this, is how do we elevate the components of the world that we're not allowed to use? And the Sosemis writes explicitly that when a person is tempted by something and they overcome it and they don't use it, that's how they elevate it. Some corrupt souls, you know, want to talk about how you need to indulge in certain things in order to elevate it. It's nonsense, he says. The way to elevate it is by not utilizing it. All right, take it up from here. Emir Tzashem next week.
Shkaya, thank you.
Right. The Mendel's right. The Marnaim says that a non-Jew who eats the treif and then helps a Jew and does something nice also elevates